The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
In the National Defense Authorization Act, Congress has authorized the first new branch of armed forces since 1947. Their job, their bold new mission, is to seek out new life, new civilizations, and gut them like a bluegill. Space Corps will be our first line of defense against aliens, right after building a wall, Mulder and Scully, and those guys from MIB. Among the Space Corps official duties would be providing combat-ready space forces that enable the commanders of the combatant commands to fight and win wars in space. Round the moons of Nibia, and round the Antares Maelstrom, and round Perdition's Flames. With the proper training, you will be a force to be reckoned with.
This is my phaser, this is my gun. This is for killing, this one's for fun.
Space, the final frontier, and most hostile environment man has ever known, this side of Detroit, can be your new home. You could be the guardians of our galaxy. The few, the proud, the U.S. Space Corps. See your recruiter today, because in space, no one can hear you poot or groot.
So the U.S. Space Corps is a thing now?
I'm signing up.
It's been a thing for a while, since 1984. What? Now they're just pushing this.
It's been around since 84?
The Space Command has been wanting to do this since 1984.
Yeah, but it wasn't officially an agency or anything,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't. They've... It was just a Space Command Center, which is part of the U.S. Air Force. But now they're pushing a bill to actually create the Space Corps.
Come on, seriously,
you
guys.
Too can be a Starship Trooper to defend the world, especially American world.
This seems a little premature.
Our Billy has a spaceship.
I read the bill. It's 1,162 pages.
You read the whole thing?
The whole thousand?
I read like
no, he didn't.
Two pages of it? Okay, or two words of it.
And then the
Space Corps.
Are you sure you weren't just reading Star Trek fan fiction?
The language bill is 800 pages. Because there's a language bill that explains the 1,192 pages of this Space Corps bill.
What do you mean it explains it?
I don't know, because I did not read the 800 pages either.
Like it needs a glossary?
Yeah.
So you know what they're talking about?
Yep.
Right.
Space Corps.
This seems premature. I mean,
are you sure?
It seems really, really premature.
Or it's proactive. Yes. And they know something we don't.
Proactive by 400 years.
Hey, man.
Did you see the movie Transformers?
Yes.
We don't know what's out there.
Yes.
Have we been to the dark side of the moon yet?
No.
Okay.
Have you seen every alien movie ever?
Yes.
What about Star Wars?
No one can hear you scream.
Where will this Space Corps be fighting?
Mars.
Do we have weapons? Do we have
lasers? Weapons
like housing? Do we have anything?
Sharks with friggin' laser beams and their friggin' heads.
We'll have people apparently, but nothing else.
You
guys are all missing the point of this.
All right, what is the point of this?
The point is they're about to announce that we've actually found UFOs.
See, that's what I'm wondering if this
is the only
thing that would make sense is if they're prepping us for... I've wondered if they've been prepping us for years to admit it. I mean, 100 years ago, if it was, there's aliens, people would have wigged out, right? So
they have been prepping us for a long time. I just tweeted out a link to my UFO
series. About this.
About Space Corps, UFOs.
There's a book called Armada. It's actually a really good book. About all the Hollywood, all the alien movies, Star Trek, Star Wars, all that stuff that they've been doing is actually to prep us
to get used to the idea.
To get used to the idea that they've already known about alien relationships and civilizations for years. Mm-hmm. And all these like science fiction and movies and all that in Hollywood culture is to prep us to for the oncoming.
Why was there never a sequel in Hollywood obsessed with money and sequels? Never a sequel to E.T., never a sequel to Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Ever.
What does that mean?
Are you going to say it's because it's real?
Yeah,
they were intended for a single purpose.
We were
part of the prep.
We were too close?
Yes.
We can't have another one. We were too close.
You can't hide.
Explain everything about aliens. We all know that they're like Reese's Pieces.
Why do you think
we know now aliens, Reese's Pieces, and their fingers glow.
Exactly.
We crossed the line on that one. Ellie Motherport said, Hollywood, you got it way too close. Cut
I'll
it back.
Be right here.
We know you want to make another one. You're too close. Make the problem go away. Kill the script. They're too close.
A little
bit's okay. Too much.
Go ahead and laugh at
it. It's like,
you'll see.
The alien motherboard said, you know, it's like, we gave you guys everything, but we didn't expect you guys to write everything just like we told you.
You weren't supposed to put it all in two movies.
When he comes down the little ramp and looks at you and goes, ouch, you're going to go, crap.
You know, Brad, I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and a lot of them I go, well, it's, you know, got something to it. Those two movies, that doesn't. That theory's kind of lost.
Yeah. And if you would have said, like, you know, Alien, Transformer, Star Trek, Star Wars.
There have been all kinds of sequels to all of those. Why never a sequel to E.T.?
If Brad starts molding things out of mashed potatoes.
Well, yes, I've got something for you to see in the other room. It's not mashed potatoes.
Yes, he was wearing a hat wrapped up in
foil.
Duct tape. Yeah.
That stops.
So part of the Space Corps thing, they say, is because we want to stay ahead of Russia and China.
Here we go again. Race to the moon.
Oddly familiar. Didn't they say that in the 60s with Kennedy?
A man must go to the moon, not because we can.
Hey, the 1960s called. They want their space race back.
We will go to the moon, not because we can, but because it's difficult.
No, I mean, if you were saying we want to stay ahead of the aliens or something, or we've had NASA forever. Why do you need a Space Corps if you're staying ahead of Russia and China?
Right.
That seems pointless.
I'm telling you, it's about UFO. It's about, okay, here's what we found at Roswell, which it was just a weather balloon.
U.S. Rep. Mike Rogers from Alabama is one of the ones who pushed the idea. He said, clearly we've got some serious aggressive behavior by both the Chinese and the Russians in space.
Well, we all know why we went to the moon. It was to get Transformers.
Yes.
So
we didn't want them to sit there and rust.
He said, Russia and China, they have realized that's a great equalizer if they can get good at it. And they're getting good at it fast.
Who said this?
Representative Mike Rogers.
I loved him in MASH.
I don't think that's not the
different
maybe.
Mike Rogers.
He said, they've realized that. That's a great equalizer, and if they can good at it, if they can get good at it, and they're getting good at it fast. Unfortunately, we've become just like every other war-fighting country, very dependent on space. The problem is 90% of space is our military, is in the Air Force. So what we're basically going to be doing is taking the current infrastructure, for example, Space Command in Colorado Springs will become the headquarters for the Space Corps. We're talking about taking the people. We're talking about taking the people that we need to take that deal with space and segregating them into a culture that appreciates them. Because we've never appreciated them, apparently.
How many times have I said that to you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those exact words. Nanu, nanu.
That seems... this seems more than even Roswell and that. Like, there's some people who want this stuff to be true. Not Roswell. No, they want to be living in the time when we zip around the galaxy on starships.
How do we know it's not the time?
Like, wrap my head around Trump coming on. There are tremendous people in space that have talked to us. And they've communicated with me, and we need to create a Space Corps. That is tremendous.
I hope they are getting ready to break the news to us. Trump is not the one who breaks the news.
That's what it wouldn't be.
Well, just, Mike Pence is a really good talker.
I'm just saying, where they're like, hey, we've met the aliens. Here they are. Can you imagine Trump meeting with the aliens? There it is. Mike Pence mentioned this, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, we have Mike Pence audio.
Here, the Hubble Space Telescope, the New Horizons, and so many other technological wonders lifted off.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. You may not remember so much. You probably remember, he mentions the Hubble Space Telescope and the wonders that are the Hubble. Are you familiar with the Hubble?
Yeah, I know the Hubble, of course.
I'm familiar with the Hubble.
Are you familiar with the history of the Hubble?
Well, in the beginning, it sucked.
Oh, there it is.
They had to replace the glass.
The lens.
Or did they?
They had to send a mission up there to fix it because there was a problem
Did they?
What?
What do you think about this? It worked perfectly from day one. They saw stuff they didn't want us to see. So they said, hey, it doesn't work.
We just spent billions.
They saw something that we couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
So they said, we got to pretend
Wait a minute.
I can go down this road all day long.
I don't know if it's a rule or a law, but all that stuff is made. Everything NASA discovers is made public. You can go online.
Or is it?
Or is it?
See it.
Okay, a little more from Mike Pence.
Here, the Hubble Space Telescope, the New Horizons, and so many other technological wonders lifted off from Earth to give us a glimpse of our fellow planets, the distant stars, and the infinite galaxies that are our window into our very past. And here from this bridge to space, our nation will return to
hold it,
to the moon.
Hold it.
Wait a minute.
Now I understand why we're so in debt. I couldn't put my head around $20 trillion. It's a bridge to space.
You know, we found a bridge to space in the Thor movies.
Hold
we
on,
know
a
there's
what?
A bridge to space.
Okay. Did you say a bridge to space? I hate that woman.
All right. A little more.
A window into our very past. And here from this bridge to space, our nation will return to the moon and we will put American boots on the face of Mars.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, you're into the space program.
I am in love with the space program.
You're too young to care about such things.
That has nothing to do about it.
See, Brad is just a touch older than me, so you probably caught the hype of Man on the Moon.
Space race?
Did you catch Man on the Moon? Probably.
I was five.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I love Star Trek.
Just a couple years older than Brad, that generation, you mentioned NASA, they're like, pay them anything. I don't care. We'll go $50 trillion in debt.
The space race was a huge deal. We had to beat the Russians to the moon.
It was, but it's not my generation.
Or did we?
What were you saying?
We were the first ones on the moon. What are you talking about? Or were we?
I mean,
my generation was one of, man, we had always walked on the moon since I can remember. I mean, I was born in 69, just months before it. So I don't remember that being a thing. But generation before it, man, they are crazy geeked up. But that's
not
how,
even much, because I remember in the 80s, you know, the Endeavor, the...
those things were interesting, but not like the NASA generation of Man on the Moon.
The first one, yeah.
I don't know what a NASA generation is, but I love the space. Anything space related, I am in. That's why my Twitter tweets everything about NASA, because... I'm in.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I know. All right. That's crazy talk there. All right.
Why are you so against
this? Why is it crazy?
You're crazy
expensive.
You're
the one who's trying to convince me that MH370 was taken by aliens. Now
I did not try to convince
you. That's what you always push.
I just leave the door open. Uh-huh. We don't know what happened to it.
That's always your argument.
That we don't know what happened.
No, you're always like,
the Space Corps fine.
I'm saying, listen, NASA got to be funding itself here. We don't have cash for that. You fix the crap on the ground before you start trying to fix Mars.
They cut all those shuttle programs. They don't pay for that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but there's subsidies.
They're still around, and what are they doing?
For SpaceX.
Pay for themselves.
$800 does not buy a very good hammer anymore.
That's right. Don't get me going on the way we've pissed away money with NASA, okay? It's just one of the many government agencies.
You really don't think they contributed? The NASA.
I'm sure they did, but for the...
You don't think going to the moon was an important thing, and like what it
did? What did we get? What did we get?
What do you mean, what did we get?
What did we get for the money? What did we get?
We got to travel to space and put a man on the
moon.
Was
it 12 guys?
Astronaut ice cream? Hello?
Dippin' Dots, that's what you're going
Tang?
For? Tang?
No, I'm not saying that.
Dippin' Dots Tang and freeze-dried food.
Did they come back with anything? No, but I think it was a huge unifying point in American history.
Wow. Wow. See, this is the problem right here.
Oh, what am I? I'm listening to the propaganda
that attitude. You've been brainwashed.
This man has no imagination.
You've been brainwashed into this.
The child inside you died a long time ago.
Day after day, we talk about the brainwashing, and it's here. It's crept
so
in. It's little evil tentacles into the morning
like,
blues.
Dad, I want to be an astronaut. You're like, shut the hell up, kid, and go get a job in a factory and bring in some money.
I wouldn't be that nice about it, but I would definitely.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Earthwater is all about changing and improving people's lives by offering 100% natural beverages that can put the so much needed micronutrients back in your diet and micronudity as well. But that's on you. I just figured I'd go ahead and say it before people start tweeting about it. Micronutrients back in your diet. They have 70 trace minerals in the water that is something your body needs and you're probably not getting. So try it via the Earthwater, not Mars water. Earthwater.
Earthwater.
We may take Earthwater to Mars.
Yeah.
But you're going to get it here, baby.
Exactly.
People from all over the galaxy, Martians, aliens, all over, be coming to Earth for the water.
For the Earth water.
You know, I go to Earth for the water.
Have you seen that black water?
I get my water directly from Earth.
That's right. It's good.
It's the best kind of water.
That's right. It'll be like Vulcan gin and stuff, right?
Water here on Venus tastes like crap. Bring me Earth water.
We do love the Earth water. It's really healthy. You can boost your energy level, help rebuild your immune system, reduce your stress level, improve your memory and focus, help remove toxins from your body, help maintain healthy skin and nails and hair with Earth water. It's water. It tastes like water. It doesn't look so much like water because it's dark, but it has 70 trace minerals. Now, they do have some other lines that are clear and have some flavor as to it. Just there's no sugar or anything, just the light flavors.
Just flavored water.
But really good stuff. Earthwater.com/TheBlaze is where you can get it. And if you go there and use the promo code TheBlaze, you're going to get 10% off their discounted orders. They get some other things coming as well.
Yeah, they do. Actually, we have partnered up with them during the Prime Week.
Oh, because Amazon's doing their Prime Day. Yeah.
So right now, if you get a 12-pack of the Fulcrum water.
Yeah, that's the dark stuff.
Which is normally $35. You could get it now for $21.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That is a huge discount.
And
he said Vulcan water.
No, Fulcrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a huge discount.
Okay, that's a gargantuan discount. Go there right away if you've even been considering trying it. Earthwater.com/TheBlaze. Earthwater.com/TheBlaze. Is that this week or today only?
This is this week.
Okay, that's this week. Massive discount. Earthwater.com/TheBlaze.
Because I believe Prime Day is today, July 11th.
It is. It started, I think, 9 o'clock last night.
It started at 8 o'clock last night, yeah.
Okay, so good stuff.
Remember how during the space race, they were all about Tang? The astronauts drank Tang?
I think we've always been about it. There was an extra focus during
the space race. The race to Mars is going to be all about Earth water. The astronauts are going to take Earth water with them.
So, Gaurav, do you believe that life exists elsewhere outside of Earth?
No, I do not.
Chris.
I think there's life, but not like people, like aliens.
Humanoid.
Yeah. I think maybe like some...
like slime somewhere or something like that.
Bacteria.
Brad.
Yep.
Kirk.
Wait,
life outside of Earth.
What's yep.
Negative.
Yep.
What is yep?
None?
None.
Not even slime.
I thought we would have found it by then.
By now.
But we haven't gone...
Interesting.
We haven't...
Well, there's like...
Where would we have found it? We haven't looked yet.
That's what I'm saying. We haven't even looked.
There's nothing on the moon. Well, we're done looking. Us.
That's what I'm saying. In the whole race to the moon, come on. All we did, we went there once, and that's it?
No, we went there a few times, missions. But only a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
We stopped. I think, Brad, 72 was the last time. We went from 69 to 72. 3 years. And this seems odd to me. It's, I think, 3 years and only 12 or... 15 people went to the moon.
Which is pretty
Americans.
Cool.
Americans. There's Russians and...
Russians never went to the
didn't
moon.
Didn't they send someone up
no.
there?
No.
They tried, but they...
They never... Nobody... No other planet, country has ever
been
to the moon.
Only Americans on the moon?
Yes.
Really?
Or have they?
Oh, okay. God.
That's it.
So this I think a comeback, by the way.
It just seems silly to me that in all of space, limitless planet and space...
It's not limitless.
What's the limit?
It's not. I mean,
there's no edge.
Well, edge of space.
They said that recently. They said that they've seen the edge of the universe.
Oh my God! No.
Who said that? that. No,
they said that. They said that.
Fake news.
No, have you been to Nevada?
Fake.
And then they said they could actually, because it's actually, they said, reversing. Like the Big Bang, they said, is an infinite. It just keeps going out.
You can see it from Sarah Palin's back porch, right?
Actually, and it's coming.
They've seen the edge of the universe, and you can sail right off. You can just sail right off the edge if you're not careful. When we the Space Corps, they got to be careful. Listen, they go right over the edge.
My source is Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's space creatures.
We need a space navy now.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network. The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Guy, lots of tweets coming in. The hashtag, what I learned today, it's at Doc Thompson Show. If you would, please follow me. If you want to reach Cal, it's at Cal79. That's Cal with a K. At Real Chris Cruz. At The Blaze Brad. And Kirk's, we found out now, is Kirk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. What is it?
It's Kirk_Jones11.
Yeah, that's Doc is going to make you change that.
Apparently, Kirk_Jones12345 was taken.
It was. All the way up to 7.
Kirk_Jones, if you want to reach him as well. Gary Lason tweeting, Trump alien photo op handshake. Going to be awkward with his tiny hands.
I like this one.
Aliens have tiny hands, too.
I like
or
this
do
one.
They? Or
tiny tentacles.
Jason Tate. Tweeting out, join the Morning Blaze hosted by Space Cadets. Started Doc Thompson, Blaze Brad, Cal 39, and Chris Cruz. Now with micro nudity.
That's right. Just a little bit of nudity to get you going. Just a little bit in the morning.
Are you looking at the one from Space Corps?
No, where's that one? I didn't see the one.
Space Corps tweet. Water from Uranus tastes like crap.
That's what I've always heard.
I love
fifth
grade.
I heard it's fresh. And now it's pronounced Uranus.
I know, right? It's supposed to be Caribbean, too. It's like all these stupid harassment.
It will be Uranus as long as I know.
Largy Farkin tweeting, Chris Cruz is only about everything in space related because he's hoping to be anally probed one day. Here's the thing. He doesn't need that excuse. To be a probe.
No. Donna just called me a space racist. What is that?
Because you don't believe in anything.
You're denying all of these.
How is that other, race?
What about all the alien cultures you've just denied?
There are no alien cultures.
That's the point. That makes you a space racist.
I don't have a problem.
You're a speciesist.
If you prove them to me, I have no problem with them. I'm not going to be like, keep those people from Venus away from my kids.
What happened to faith?
Thank you.
Just so you know, that's very territorial.
Right?
Territorial.
Yeah. You're so earthbound.
You're all about territorial about
you're
Earth.
You're so earth-minded, man. It's
you
not
really
even
are.
Funny, man.
You're denying these other cultures.
No wonder people don't like Muslims.
Is that even the proper word to use? Cultures?
Listen, I'm sure the algae that's on Alpha Centauri or something think they have a culture.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, and they think they're better than us? Is that what you think?
Not better than us. They just think they should have the right to exist. You don't think they have a right to exist. You're like, hey, back of the bus, algae. You can't eat at my lunch counter, weird bacteria from Pluto. See what's going on there.
Kieran also tweeted, micro nudes is what Anthony Weiner sends.
No, we established he sends more than micro nudity.
I didn't look that close.
All right, what was the one from TMB Saddle Tram? Off to fight Hillary Clinton's true form.
Oh, yeah. And it was a picture of the alien queen from Alien. And then TMB said, and then he responded with, someone else responded with a picture of the Predator. He's like, wait, I thought this was her true form.
Oh, it's one or the other.
Predator face. Hmm. And then TMB said, Trump also tweeted, we need to stop Lena Dunham. And it was a picture of the Predator with the knife.
That's the two of them. Is that it?
Lena Dunham.
Did you guys see the story about the cookie store employee here in Texas that got suspended?
No.
No.
For what?
For buying a cop a cookie.
What?
What? Why? Cops like cookies, too.
Yep.
I hear they like donuts as well.
Yeah, this is the Great American Cookie cookies in Texas, which, by the way, have you ever bought the cookies in the mall?
Great American cookies? You better take out a mortgage.
That's my point.
Yes, because they don't have the prices up there, and when you buy them, it's like $12 for two cookies?
Here's my platinum card. I'm sorry, that's not going to be enough, sir.
Yes.
Well, it's been declined. No, it's just you've reached your limit already with half a cookie.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought them there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, crazy. Are these expensive? I know you're in the mall, but damn.
They are tasty, though.
I mean, I look at it, I'm like, wait, these are cookies, right? These are cookies, right?
You're going to poop gold later.
I just, wow.
Unicorn.
And if you had said to me, okay, I got this idea for a cookie shop in the mall, I'd say, okay, I could see people wanting cookies, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to charge that price. Here's the. I'd be like, okay, nobody's sorry, you better have a better plan.
And they drove Mrs. Fields out of business over at the mall here.
I'd be like, so what, are you going to sell drugs out the back? Yeah, then? Is that what's going on? Because you're going to need it because no one's going to pay this for cookies, but they're around. Anyway. So Great America Cookie Company, and I'm trying to think what part of Texas. This is Katy Mills Mall. I think that is down by Houston. Anyway, the employee was working there on Sunday. An on-duty cop comes to the store, buys cookies, whatever. The employee sees the badge and decided to buy the officers with his own money. This wasn't on the store.
It's on me, officer. It's like a respectful thing.
Yeah. Right. Apparently, the family behind the cop, got mad and told the manager, and the kid got suspended.
Wait, got mad because he
bought a cookie?
Pay for them too? Or?
Yes.
That's why they got mad?
This, according to the kid's mom.
Yeah, that's what I thought
she put it on Facebook. I saw this, and normally these stories happen because you're not supposed to do that while you're on duty and it's stupid, or it's with the company money. We gave them a freebie and you shouldn't do it. And I hate it, but I go, well, it's their rules or whatever. But if the kid's going to pay for the cop himself, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Did the store get their money?
Yes.
Yes. Did he waste any extra time or anything?
Nope.
No. If his buddy came up and said, hey, can you loan me $4 to buy a cookie? Here you go. What does it matter? If the lady behind the cop had said, we got it, here you go. I mean, go ahead and pay for the cop. But it's the same thing. Who cares who paid, as long as there was no extra time taken and the company got their money?
Doesn't
matter. Why would they be pissed?
Doesn't matter that you hurt their feelings.
That's what this
is.
I
should get free cookies, too.
According to the story, after the officer thanked the kid and walked away, the family in line behind him got mad that the employee wouldn't buy their order after buying the cops. Why would you? And why does he have to?
Yeah, what?
If the kid says, oh my gosh, you've got a University of Florida shirt on. I love the University of Florida. Let me buy your cookie. Or,
right.
I just think you're a good looking dude. Let me buy you a cookie or whatever. That's his right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you wanted to stand next to the store and go, hey, I'm buying you a free cookie and the rest of you can all F off.
Yeah.
Here you go. Fine.
Yeah.
This kid's right to spend his money where he wants. Why would he be suspended?
I don't even know why the boss would suspend him. I don't understand what the infraction was.
They yelled loud enough. That's what it was.
Seriously?
Squeaky wheel.
It wasn't some specific reason?
According to the mother's Facebook page, the employee was told Monday that he'd have to bring all his stuff to a meeting with the management, with the managers on Tuesday, where he allegedly told that the upper managers want him fired.
Bring a box.
Right. The mother said the lowest level manager, the guy right over him, refused to fire him because he's, quote, an excellent worker and did nothing wrong. But he was then told that he would be suspended for 1 week.
You know what it is, right?
Are we sure he didn't use the company money? Like,
no,
he didn't,
it's just absolutely his
say,
money.
Hey, this is on you.
No, I think I got this figured out.
What was it?
So, because we're supposed to hate cops.
Yes.
That's of course why
we're supposed to hate cops. Look at the bad PR.
We don't
PR.
Know who runs it. Maybe the people are real progressive and hate the
well,
cops.
Well, not just that. The people behind it are making such a big deal that, oh, look at you, the cop. The cops are killing kids out there. And look at you guys. And you. And now they're like, okay, well, let's control this now. And let's put it like under us.
They got some bad PR, and they eventually put out a press release where they apologized kind of to the kid. But this is what they said, and I can see what happened. On behalf of Great American Cookies, Katy Mills, we owe the employee an apology. It was never an issue that he purchased a brownie for a police officer, but rather the events that unfolded with another customer in line at the time.
Uh-huh. Yep.
However, After further review, we realized the employee was in fact in the right, and we continue to reach out to him and his mom to issue an apology. The corrective action and suspension was reversed immediately, and we hope to connect with him today. The Great American Cookies proudly supports law enforcement, first responders, and all those who serve our country. Yep. Blah, blah. You know what this, yep, this is? I was bitching about the car dealers. Yep. Here it is. Here's another example.
Yep.
We've been talking about the book Friction, yep, and marketing and companies who just don't get it anymore. We're tired of the political correctness in corporate America. Take a stand. I mean, I'm not talking that you don't have to be a political stand to say we support Trump or I like that Democrat or whatever. I'm talking about being real. They went off half cocked. They were not fully cocked. They didn't know what was going on and wanted this kid fired, even though the kid was, here you go.
The Daily Mail says that the person who complained said that they threatened the kid, threatened to beat him up and get him fired.
Well, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Is it bad that I'm curious what the race of the people complaining was?
Hey. Me too.
I'm wondering if it was one of,
I wouldn't go there. I'm not sure that matters. Why would it matter?
It does matter today.
It does matter today.
It does matter today. If it was like,
because of the cop thing. Yeah, okay, I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, it does matter today.
A certain lives matter or something. And,
exactly.
I see what you're saying. No, you're right. If because of the political, it's not necessarily a race thing. Kid was white and therefore he was a suburban slacker or black, so he was a ghetto slacker or whatever it is.
No, I think all it was just people was like, why are you supporting the cops? The cops are killing kids. What are you doing?
Black kids or minority kids is what the perception is,
and then
right?
The kid is like, buy cookies for all the black kids in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. And at the end, the guy's like, oh, well, this is so sad, though.
I think this was more about just getting free stuff. This wasn't so much about, it could be a little bit of the hating the cops or whatever, but I think it was more about just wanting free stuff from him. And I can understand they were wrong, but I can understand what the managers did. They thought that, and maybe the people behind the cop complained, they thought the kid was just getting into an argument with them or did something appropriate. But when they actually, investigated, they found out, no, he didn't. He just told them he wasn't buying theirs.
And that's the best, the kid keeping his calm and not fighting with the customers behind it, because then I'll be like, okay, you don't need to fight. But it's really interesting to see what happens next now.
Was it a cookie or a brownie?
Now it's a brownie.
Because you said cookie in the beginning.
Well, that's cookie company. It was a brownie.
And now you're taking brownie because that's a big difference.
Still both the dessert items.
Was a cop in the mood for a cookie or was he mood for a brownie?
It was a brownie.
It kind of depends on what you want,
Right.
Because sometimes I want a brownie, but other times I can really go for a cookie.
I understand.
Yeah, makes a big difference.
This is where we're at now. The companies are not listening to people, but if you want to survive in business, you're going to have to figure this stuff out.
I think they're listening. They're listening to the loudest mouth. And to the first one to complain. And they don't look at both all the facts.
But this would have been such a great opportunity to instantly, as this came out, the story wouldn't have come out.
No.
Mother wouldn't have posted on Facebook.
That's what I'm saying.
But handled internally. Yeah. So. And then you have to do the backpedal. No, no, we support and we were wrong. And at Great American Cookies, Katie Mills, over the last 48 hours or whatever it was, they've been melting down.
Oh,
high-level meetings, people running around frantic. The place. Oh, baby.
And they'll probably be like, if you see the media,
don't talk to me.
Just call the manager.
Right, that's what they're doing. You sell friggin' cookies at Katie Mills in Houston, and you know that was going on. Don't talk to me. We can't. Whatever.
Don't talk to the media.
We've got to get some PR group on to tell us how to handle this. How about this? Rule one: don't be a jerk.
Ooh.
How about that? And then honesty. How about that? Rule three: always come clean.
Yep.
And these are some pretty good guiding paths rules here.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. Before we do, I got to tell you about Relief Factor. It's a product that was designed with the intent of alleviating inflammation in your body to get rid of the pain, because a lot of us have pain that is caused by inflammation. And if you're taking certain narcotics, it's likely just masking the pain. The inflammation is not going away. Why not try Relief Factor? We've told you about it, and a lot of people have gotten help from it. It's only $19.95. So if you try it and it doesn't work for you, you're one of the rare ones, you're out $20, but you actually tried something that has a possibility of taking care of this problem for you that you've had for so long. And if you've tried other methods, you know how expensive they can be.
Well, this is the amazing part. 80% of the people who order it again.
Wow, that's a huge
80%.
That's a pretty huge turnaround.
Yeah.
So it's doing something.
And we got a 3-week quick start pack, just $19.95. Most new users usually see results 7 to 10 days. For me, it was like 4 to 5 with my sciatic. It varies, but most by 7 to 10 days. If you get it today, you'll be likely feeling better or getting rid of some of that pain within a week or so. Try it today, 800-500-8384, or you go to relieffactor.com. It's 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson
on the Blaze Radio Network. Good Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Again, earthwater.com/TheBlaze to get that huge discount today with the promo code TheBlaze. Earthwater.com/TheBlaze. That is a gargantuan discount from Amazon Prime this week. By the way, they started as one of our Building America segments.
Yeah.
We had them on the air here, and they're like, wow, that did really, really well for us. Maybe we'll start advertising.
We were at the ballpark a couple weeks ago, and there was a guy with an Earthwater t-shirt on.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just a guy randomly walking through the crowd.
It really is great. I mean, if you're trying to get healthy, that's a huge thing. But we've got another Building America coming up about an hour and a half, two hours from right now. Let's see here. Mark T, hashtag what I learned today. Wait a minute. I just adjusted. To amend that business acumen saying the most victimized customer is always right.
Mm. Yep. Well, that's the truth now.
Think about it. The most wrong. It's just weird how we have dumbed down society. We've lost just common courtesies
or
and whatever.
Common sense.
Common sense. It's really, really weird right now. But some of that's going to come back. If you want, in fact, the book Friction we've been talking about, that's some of what they're talking about. You've got to be what you are. Serve your customer and not the lip service. Serve your customer. We care about our customers. You've got to actually care. Have your care to the level your clients and customers
just
know that.
How about you just listen?
That's part of caring, yeah.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
At Cal79, doesn't believe in aliens, but does believe that mall cookies are worth the price.
I never said that.
According to Lori
D. Delicious. West Coast. I didn't say that.
Are they worth the price?
$1,200 for a cookie.
Are they worth the price?
Depends on how hungry I am.
So, yeah. Actually, it was TMB, Jay the Hoosier, who tweeted that out. So, you do believe it. So, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Not exactly.
So, what exactly is it?
Sometimes you're just really hungry.
Or are
and
you?
And then you're like, $12 for 3 cookies. All right, fine. Then later on, you're like, God, why'd I do that?
I get that a lot from just my general activities each day. There's so many things I do.
I don't need the guilt of spending the money on top of the guilt of eating the cookies. That's the problem. I mean, many times I eat things and I go, why did I give in? But the price on top of it, that's what, I don't think I could deal with
the guilt.
You can't
afford the calories or the money.
I can't afford either, but I can kind of deal with one or the other. Together, no, not happening.
They are delicious. Can we all agree on that?
Oh, yeah, they are, yeah. Their butter ones are real solid there.
Snickerdoodle's
awesome. Larky Farga tweeting, friend of mine's son had a manager at McDonald's yell and put her hands on him at work for not dropping fries.
For not dropping fryer?
I think it means drop them into the fryer is what I'm assuming.
Left them in the basket and didn't put them in the oil.
Yeah, I didn't get in there. So
oil.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for you if you do that. Generally speaking, manhandling an employee could get you a lawsuit.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Now, breaking news. This is a story that actually last night, a KC-130 military plane crashed in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, right about this.
Killed 16 aboard. Andy Jones was one of the witnesses. He said he was working on his family's catfish farm just before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Heard a boom, looked up, saw the plane corkscrewing downward with one engine smoking. Guy borrows his phone, reports it to authorities, said there were bodies across U.S. Highway 82. More than a mile from the crash site.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that's horrible. they may have pieces of the crash for several miles, too.
This thing was...
Which is huge. So, I mean, was 16 dead?
16.
I'm assuming these are all servicemen and women?
Probably, most likely. Yeah. It's a KC-130 is a...
that's a big cargo.
It's a mid-air.
Oh, that's the refueling one. Oh.
But it's a huge...
Okay, you know what? That makes sense why the... why they were scattered on such a, because it exploded.
Yeah.
And then threw the stuff miles. Because I was like, why would it be spread across unless, even with a crash? Okay, so sad news. Likely 16 people, military service, men and women.
Yep.
Dead this morning. We'll have details throughout the day.
Two or three stories like that. The ATF and the FBI are investigating an explosion at an Air Force recruiting center in Bixby, Oklahoma. About 10:15 last night, somebody heard a loud explosion. Near the office, police got to the scene. They found damage to the front doors of the Air Force office building, called for a bomb squad and agents from the ATF and FBI.
Wow, that's... it's funny. I hear these things happen in close proximity, time-wise or geographically. Right. They may have nothing to do with anything or with each other, but whenever I hear tragedies like this, I automatically start building. Is there any connection at all? Probably not, but...
But you never know. Yeah. And another story, this is out of Hawaii. An active duty soldier based in Hawaii pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State group, ISIS. He said he...
is that a new government agency, too?
That's what I'm telling
you. We've got Space Corps and U.S. ISIS.
You know what? I'm tired of this beautiful paradise I live in here in Hawaii. I want to go fight with the Syrians and caves and ISIS.
Cal's got a great point. You live in Hawaii.
It really sucks out here with these beautiful
beaches.
They're
keeping me down, man.
I'm tired of it, man.
Fresh pineapples.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Ikeka Kang is a sergeant first class in the Army. He helped purchase a drone for ISIS to use against American forces, said he wanted to use his rifle to kill a bunch of people. And here's the weird part. He enlisted in the Army in 2001, just after the 9/11 terror attacks.
Okay, so what happened? Did he enlist because he was going to try to help ISIS, you know, by infiltrating the military?
There was no
ISIS
at the time.
Well, or
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda terrorism. Was that the plan, or did he get radicalized? And if... you've been in the service and now you're radicalized? How did they get to him?
That's a good question. He served both in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Did he serve and then was like, oh my God, look at how many people are dying and Americans have killed people too? Or
yeah, maybe.
Part of a year-long investigation, they caught this guy.
I'll bet it's more like that. And I'll bet he's somebody who is easily motivated.
Yeah. Probably.
Because he was likely motivated after 9/11, seeing the horror. Something we start with, something's got to be done because you can't deal with the
right.
But you're right, Cal. It's like, I live in paradise. This is horrible.
This really sucks, man. I want to go live in the caves,
which
have sex with goats,
which makes this a good day for him because it is National Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Is it?
Yeah. You know somebody who's lonely, going through a difficult time,
like Brad.
Kick a Kang.
That's. National, I'm going to cheer you up today because
I'm not lonely.
You're not.
I used to be lonely and I used to be afraid to be alone. Now I love it.
Or did you?
Or did I? That's a good question. Another developing story. This one, very serious nature. Nevada sold out of legal marijuana so quickly the government has endorsed a statement of emergency. Not kidding. This is from businessinsider.com. It's a legit story. Less than 2 weeks after sales of recreational marijuana kicked off in Nevada, stores are running out of the pot to sell, according to the Department of Taxation.
Update on that. They have run out of potato chips in all grocery stores in Nevada as well.
Wow, those people hit the hit it hard, didn't they?
Brian Sandoval, the governor there, endorsed the department's call for a statement of emergency, which would allow for more licensed distributors. 50 dispensaries out there already.
Oh, my gosh. That's I saw one in California where they were questioning, and I don't remember the exact headline, but the question was like, should, because it's legal for recreational purpose in California now, should marijuana be allowed at state and local festivals, fairs, the state fair?
How long before fried marijuana?
You know what, Cal? It probably exists already. And by the way, there's also porn of it, Rule 34. Yeah. But why wouldn't you allow it at a carnival? Even if you're somebody that hates the idea of legalized recreational marijuana use, what is your objection to it being at a carnival?
If you can't smoke at a carnival, you probably shouldn't be able to smoke pot. And if
I agree.
You can't have beer. If you can't have alcohol, you
right,
probably
exactly.
shouldn't be
able to have. Right, exactly. But if you allow people to smoke,
I think it should be treated just like alcohol.
Of course it should, yeah. I mean, the smoking part is a little different because that could we have other smoking rules. It's a little different.
But you can get pot brownies and things like that. So
absolutely. Yep. That's
which
a great.
Which makes you one pot brownie leads to six. Remember that. Mm-hmm. And if you're in St. Petersburg, Florida, because this could only happen in Florida, watch out for the onslaught of graffiti depicting three buttocked arses.
What?
Yeah, it's
oh yeah, listen to this.
Buttocked, what?
It's very, very art. Strange. It's more of a visual.
Arses. Ass.
Ass.
That's weird.
It's
a
three, but it's rather.
So it's like three cheeks.
Yeah.
So it's somebody has been spray painting graffiti around that is of a torso, but just the backside. So just from lower chest to thighs from the back, and yet it's kind of an optical thing where it looks like there's three cheeks.
Yeah. Three legs, if you will.
Three legs of three.
Let's connect this to the Space Corps. Could this be the alien?
So you're saying the aliens have three asses?
No, they have three cheeks. They would have two. If you go that deep down into their physiology, yeah. It could be, is all I'm saying. Or could it?
Two cheeks against three. Keep it two on the planet Earth, man.
We tweeted this one out, so you can take a look and be your own judge. Have a pot brownie first, though. It makes it more interesting. Up in Clinton, Maine, Santa has been very, very naughty. They have arrested the driver of a stolen vehicle, identified himself as Santa Claus, following a 50-mile chase. I think this is last week.
I'm on official North Pole business.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. It's Christmas in July.
I am Santa. What do I got to do to convince you people?
When Santa's in a hurry, let him go. This guy is in Goffstown, New Hampshire, which I think has a population of 12, drove on busted tires.
You guys are definitely on my naughty list after this.
They put out the spike strips. He ran over those, drove for another 15 miles even after that. Santa was very determined.
My sleigh's in the shop, okay, guys?
Don't piss him off. This is a very strange one out of Vegas, as if the rest weren't. A man was arrested there for having sex with a dead body.
Or was he?
Exactly.
Or did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's just gross.
Again, if you dig down into the details, apparently he started having sex with her when she wasn't dead.
So he killed her?
Or did he?
He boned her to death?
Could
have.
Yeah, that's people die in the throes of passion. I mean, it's a stressful time.
Was she super old?
Well, no, he found her. Apparently she was having issues, and this guy, he's a homeless guy, he found her and
in flagrante delicto.
They decided to have a little go at it.
Yeah, I know you're dying right now, but how about we get it on?
Pretty much. He called 911.
I mean, people, if you know you're going to die, a lot of times people will make that choice, right? They'll, know what, one for the road, or what would you do in your final days? Well, I would do this. I'd have the cheeseburger I always like, and then out with a bang.
This best part is police said that a witness who was walking his dog at the time saw Martinez having sexual intercourse with a woman inside of a flower planter box near Charleston Boulevard. The witness,
wait, where? What? Where were they inside a...
Well, don't act so surprised. Where would you do it? I mean, that makes sense.
Inside a flower... Aren't those really small?
Yeah. Well, it's better than doing it on the sidewalk.
That's right. You don't want to be crude.
Exactly.
Or crass. Right. That's a good point.
Witness said he did not know that the female was dead until another witness, who was a pastor of a nearby church, told him.
Excuse me, sir. Like, having public sex here is one thing, but necrophilia, you got to draw the line here. This is, that's just disgusting now.
Now you're just being.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, hang on one second. Hang on. I think she's dead. What? No. Well, I had no idea. This is news to me.
She usually just lies there when we do it, so I wasn't really sure.
An old joke about a British girl, but anyways.
May have been my ex-wife.
I can't let you end on that one. I'm going to
do one more. Hey, let's do our transgender update.
Oh, there you go.
And now, an important transgender update.
Important, is that really the right descriptor?
Well, it is important. If you are transgender in England, because the Church of England has decided to hold special services for transgender people after taking a vote. A historic vote, as a matter of fact. They voted to support transgender people by holding special services to mark their transition.
Okay, hold it. Mm-hmm. I get you the whole, we support transgender, we're going to love them and whatever. Fine, good. But a special ceremony or service?
Yes, to help them transition. And this thing passed.
Is this one of the sacraments now?
The motion passed 127 to 28.
Wow, okay.
Everyone on the right used to have an innie, and now you have an outie. Everybody on the left has an outie, now you have an innie. Congratulations.
You know what this tells me? Churches need donate. I mean, membership at churches is declining.
Oh, yeah.
They need donations.
Right. Many of these churches are trying to seek out certain peoples that they will support. You're right. It's not about the faith. It's not about,
your
Bible. It's right. Here's a group that we could say, you're okay. You've been neglected.
Yeah. And this vote came after bishops backed a motion calling for a ban on unethical conversion therapy for gay Christians.
By the way, you can bet during these ceremonies, they will never quote Deuteronomy. Now, what is it? Leviticus. It's always Leviticus. They'll never quote Leviticus.
I don't. Deuteronomy just sounds funny.
I know. It's a funnier line. Yeah. Yeah. That's what are you doing here, guys? I don't have a problem with you, but stop trying to make everything, fine.
Right.
Stop trying to seek people out. And a ceremony? I mean, is it like a baptismal? Will there be wine involved? I feel like wine involved is what got you to that point, but,
The world is a new and strange and exciting place.
Exciting?
Young minds, fresh ideas.
That. All right, that's a good point. I guess exciting does fit. All right, get a quick break in back with more on this, The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Improved health, amazing incentives, and great life insurance. That's Health IQ. Health IQ believes that health-conscious people deserve lower rates, and they've developed a system just to do that. For years, if you went to get life insurance, they would penalize you if you led an unhealthy lifestyle.
Penalized. Oh, you smoke? Right. Penalized. You drink? Penalized.
Which is fine. I mean, that's their business model. They realize those people likely are going to cost them more money. That's fine. But for the people that saved them money, how come you didn't save?
Nope. Sorry. I run marathons. I don't care.
So Health IQ.
I eat really healthy.
Health
IQ
is like, sorry, those people got to save money. And they're like, yeah, we don't have a formula for doing that. So they said, fine, we'll do the hard work. So it took them years to get all the data together. And now the plan's out. Tens of thousands of people have got billions of dollars in insurance coverage from Health IQ. And if you want more information, you get a free quote. Just go to healthiq.com/blaze. That's healthiq.com/blaze. All you'll do is answer a few questions about your lifestyle, and then they'll give you a quote, and it's going to be lower if you are healthier. So it could be, sure, things like vegans or vegetarians or cyclists or runners, but strength trainers or people that are just slightly healthier. You're like, yeah, I'm not, as active as some, but I eat healthier, I do this, I don't smoke. All those things are metrics that go into getting you lower insurance rates. So just call today or get that free quote at healthiq.com/blaze. healthiq.com/blaze. They got all that information ready to go. They'll ask you the questions and you get that free quote. healthiq.com/blaze. All right.
I got a great tweet here.
Yeah, what do you
got? TMB Saddle Tramp tweeted, # what I learned today. I guess at transgender church services, Deuteronomy will now be called Dude, You're On Me.
Dude, You're On Me. Hey, oh, we're bellless today.
Where's the bell?
Really, I was having this discussion with a coworker yesterday. Coworker says, female coworker who happens to be fairly progressive. Okay, she's progressive. Yeah, people think, by the way, everybody that works for Glenn Beck is right or libertarian or conservative. They're not.
Nope.
So she's progressive. Nice girl. I get along with her. We've had ongoing discussions about different issues.
We do make them wear armbands, though.
Right. We got to identify them a certain, you know, easily stay away from the other people. And we've had discussions in the past, and she's actually been very open to something I said. And, okay, I never thought about that, and it's been nice. Anyway, so she said that she gets really upset when people will say to her, hey, smile. I mean, infuriated, angry.
Does she have the RBF?
I don't think so, but she's more of a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. But she said, I own my body.
Right.
Don't tell me to do with my body what you want me to do with my body. It was very, and I was like, what?
It's a bit overthinking it, but okay.
Right. That's what I thought. So she explained it. And then later on, she sent me an article about, you know, what it's like your whole life when you're basically your looks become your identity because she's an attractive girl. And, you know, people are always telling you smile or whatever. And it gets old and how frustrating it is. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you that. I don't have to deal with that. I get it. And I said, but I hope you'll understand that a lot of people that would say something like that aren't being jerks. They actually think you're in a bad mood or want you to cheer up.
And she's saying it as like, because I'm pretty, I have to smile all the time.
Right, it's like that. And number two, a little of it, it's on you. So if I know it bothers you, something like that, fine. I won't say anything like that, you know. But a little bit of it's on the person to not be offended. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because we all have something like that we're like, I just stop. I can't hear you say that again. Or did you play basketball? No, I suck. I'm horrible. Like really bad. Yeah. And they're like, you're Muslim? Are you tall? Always with the tall.
Oh, you're a Muslim, huh?
Right.
Are you a terrorist? I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Well,
right.
Well, are you?
Well, and that's like this transgender thing at the church. Stop it. We all have stuff. Stop having people justify everything you do and are by going to a certain church or hooking up with a group because they simply will tell you, it's okay, they're there, you're just as good. If you really think you're just as good, and you probably are based on whatever, then just be just as good. Just exist.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
All right, get your tweets in. Hashtag what I learned today. It's hashtag what I learned today. We got a guest. Chris, who's coming up here?
Ed Gillespie. Gillespie? Gillespie? Gillespie.
Ed Gillespie joining us now. Hey, Ed, how are you?
Sorry, Ed.
Hey, that's all right. Good morning. I've been called worse.
Our buddy Chris Cruz is from Puerto Rico, and English is his second language, and often he has colorful pronunciations.
Yes, he does.
So Ed is running for governor for state of Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm a big fan of Virginia. Lived there for quite a while. I consider it my second home. Ed, I know you kind of disappointed didn't get to beat Mark Warner. I was rooting for you there because Mark Warner's a bit of a fail when it comes to helping out the Commonwealth.
Well, I enjoyed that campaign. I was a first-time candidate. It was a great experience. I wish I'd won, but I believe God has a plan, and maybe his plan is for me to serve my fellow Virginians in a different way. We'll find out soon enough. We'll know in November, but I feel very good about this race and know that we've got to win in November because Virginia's stuck economically, and we need to get unstuck, and I know exactly how to do that.
This fall is there's only two gubernatorial races this fall, and that would be Virginia and New Jersey. Chris Christie is likely, well, he is done. He's term limited out, and he would be done anyways with a 15% approval rating. But, Ed, the Commonwealth is pretty significant. I mean, it's right next to D.C. There's a lot of money that goes through Virginia. It is not just politically but economically significant as well.
It's a very important state. I don't say that just because I'm from Virginia. It truly is. It plays a critical role in the Electoral College, and of course, it's so historic. I mean, we were there at the founding and played a critical role from the very beginning of our nation's history to today. But the fact is, we're in trouble right now. Our economic growth rate last year was 0.6%. We were 39th out of 50 states in economic growth. You could drive from Maine to Florida down the entire East Coast, and every state you drive through, with the sole exception of Delaware, which has fewer people than Fairfax County, Virginia, is doing better than we are. And, you know, we should be number one in the nation when it comes to job creation, economic growth. I truly believe that. And my policies will get us there.
The failures of Terry McAuliffe have been, first of all, when Terry got elected, I just can't help but go back to when you look at Virginia's history, you go, Patrick Henry, first governor. Thomas Jefferson, second governor. And then you go, hey, we've got Terry McAuliffe now. This is the little difference there.
Well, and it's no surprise that under the McAuliffe-Northam administration, his lieutenant governor is running for more of the same, or actually worse of the same. We hit the bottom 10 states in economic growth. And, you know, last year we hit a 10-year low in labor force participation rate. For the first time since we started collecting this data in 1978, more people have moved out of Virginia than into Virginia, and that's happened for three straight years. That reflects a lack of opportunity, and that lack of opportunity correlates with the fact that just 6 years ago under Governor Bob McDonnell, Virginia was number one on the CNBC list of best states for business, and now we're not even in the top 10. And so we've got to change things here. We've got to turn things around. I'm running on the first rate cut in Virginia in 45 years since we first set our income tax rates in 1972, 10% across the board. That would result in the creation of more than 53,000 full-time private sector, good-paying jobs. That's a 25% increase over current projections. We need those jobs. We need that opportunity and that economic growth.
Let me ask you on some of the issues here. Terry McAuliffe, right after the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise, went right to the same old talking points about gun control, gun control, gun control. Give me your stance on the Second Amendment in the Commonwealth.
Well, I'm proud to have an A-plus rating with the NRA, the National Rifle Association. My opponent, Ralph Northam, is endorsed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun control group. I believe the Second Amendment is an individual right, and it is one that needs to be protected, and as governor, I would protect it.
And so when the lobby day happens, when your governor and the VCDL rolls through and they start saying, you know, because you've got to be proactive. Unfortunately, you know, it should be pretty simple. The Second Amendment should apply, but you got to be proactive because there's so many people that are constantly trying to chip away. When they roll through on election or on lobby day, you're gonna support their solid efforts, right?
Well, I'll give you some examples of some of the policies that they care about. And I do agree. The fact is that Governor McAuliffe imposed an executive order that infringes on the rights of law-abiding citizens to carry carry a weapon in public buildings, for example, as if that's going to dissuade somebody who means to do us harm. I would restore that right. And I would not allow for a patchwork of gun control laws across the Commonwealth. Allow for people to be able to defend their homes, themselves, their property. And so I'm a strong supporter of our Second Amendment individual right to keep and bear arms.
What about you? I mean, you're a supporter of open carry because that's law in the Commonwealth.
It is indeed, yes.
You support it, I mean?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, I would not repeal that.
And what about some of the nutty limitations on, well, we should only have magazines that allow this capacity or that capacity? That seems pretty ineffective to me.
Well, again, I support the Second Amendment right. I'm not going to support any effort to infringe upon them, and I will seek to not only protect it but expand it.
And when it comes to education in the Commonwealth, do you support the state-funded either pre-K or it has other names as well, and the Commonwealth is usually referred to as pre-K?
No, I don't think we need to have a government-run pre-K system in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What we need to do is reform our education system to give parents greater control over our children's education, and that includes more public charter schools. You know, we have in the Commonwealth of Virginia 9 public charter schools. Across our border in North Carolina, they have 167. There are more public charter schools in the city of New Orleans than the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. Parents should have more options and more control over our children's education. I support allowing our homeschool children to participate in our public school sports programs. That's a bill that my opponent opposes as well, and Governor McAuliffe vetoed a Tebow bill. I would sign one in a heartbeat. And I also support opportunity scholarships and education savings accounts and a broad array of ways to give parents greater control and more choices.
I love that in the Commonwealth of Virginia, a governor cannot secede themselves, so you cannot serve two back-to-back terms. I think that's a good thing. But one of the troubles, Ed, with that is you get 4 years to make your mark. And when it comes to something like education reform, if you're looking for big ideas, it's going to take often, you know, a decade or two. So you really have to make sure you've got, you know, common ground support from everybody. And when it comes to education, I think America in general, we need a big step forward. We have not kept up with technology. We could be doing things very, very differently and more efficiently.
One of the things I've done, Doc, is to get members of the General Assembly involved in my policy development process. I'm unveiling policy today to deal with the opioid and heroin addiction crisis that we're dealing with in the Commonwealth of Virginia, as well as mental health challenges that we face. And I've got 9 different policy development working groups. Each one is co-chaired by a member of our House of Delegates and our state Senate. And they're very involved in helping me develop the policies I'm running on. And they're running on them, too, in the House of Delegates. All of our House of Delegates is up for election this November as well. And that way, when we win in November, we can hit the ground running and we can deliver on the promises we're making in the course of this campaign. That's important to me.
So when it comes to a mental health funding, most of that would be done through the community service boards in Virginia?
Yes, and what I'm proposing today and we'll work with the Assembly on is legislation and executive actions and regulations to improve their performance and to help foster best practices and having a regional approach while maintaining the local autonomy, but also trying to foster more best practices and develop ways in which the CSBs, the community service boards, can better deliver these services. And one of those ways is for the money to follow the patient in the community when it comes to mental health and also substance abuse disorders. And, you know, that makes sense to me. We've got to break down these silos and allow for people to move seamlessly through a process and have the money follow the patient.
So I ask you about veterans as well. We just got reports, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, that President Trump has fired 526 people in the VA system since taking office. He suspended some more as well. That's a shakeup. That's a significant shakeup from years past. But a lot more has to be done. What can you do in the Commonwealth of Virginia? There's a lot of veterans in the region.
Well, there are. In fact, we have about 800,000 veterans in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're a very patriotic state, very proud of that. And what's being done at the federal level, I think the VA reforms that have been enacted will make the VA more responsive to the needs of our veterans. But in the Commonwealth also, we have, veteran services. And one of my policy working groups is the Veterans Policy Working Group. And one of the things I'm going to do is to listen to the Joint Leadership Committee of the Veteran Services organizations across the Commonwealth and meet with them on a quarterly basis and make sure they have input to the governor's office and that we are responding to the needs of the veterans in Virginia.
Because one of the things we're going to do here, and I'd like your help is if you get elected, well, even if you don't, is we're going to lead here more. Unfortunately, the Veterans Administration and even its predecessor, the Veterans Bureau and on back, has been failing veterans forever. And we're going to lead more here. We have some plans in place to try to do some public and private partnerships, but unfortunately, D.C. is not getting it done. And it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's not every administration has had its failures going all the way back. So as we lead, I may be calling on you, Ed, and saying, hey, can you help us out? Can you put some pressure on D.C.? Can you get together with the other governors and help the veterans?
Well, I look forward to it, Doc. I care about them very, very much, not just because such a sizable population here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. My parents are laid to rest in a veteran cemetery, and it's something near and dear to my heart.
All right, sir. I appreciate it, and good luck in the fall, okay?
Thanks so much. Good to be with you this morning.
All right, Ed Gillespie, edforvirginia.com, edforvirginia.com. You want to find out more there, too. I just run through some basic info there and just seeing if, you know, he's somebody that people like. You want to find out more, you look him up or whatever. Pretty, I'm not intimately informed with every plan and, you know, his past. I know he worked for George W. Bush. I'm not a George W. Bush fan, but not all that's on him. You work for administrations, you know. Yeah, exactly. But hopefully he'll certainly do better than the lieutenant governor who's running right now as well. And this will be an interesting race this fall because, as I said, there's only two governorships up at this point. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah. It'll be a referendum on Trump.
It may or it may not. It may not. Right. It could be. Well,
it depends on who wins.
Yeah, it depends on who wins and how the media spins it. Yep. Ed probably has a pretty good shot at this thing. He probably does. So. But that's the reason I wanted to ask him about the veterans thing or whatever. We're going to be coming through, and we're going to need some help there to try to get some stuff done. Mm-hmm. All right, quick break. Back with more on this, The Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Chris Cruz comes in and he goes, wow, we are really, really old. We do a lot of painkillers and things to make your life healthier. We do exercise stuff and earth water. We're just trying to stay healthy, Chris. That's all.
Yeah, but come on. Can we get some hip, young, like...
We have some of those, too. I'm just saying we're trying to make people's lives better. That's okay. What it is. And
listen to the young whippersnapper over here trying to be
but I mean,
like,
we have like earth water and stuff like that, too.
I mean, the majority of us here, what's the average age here?
80.
I kicked the curve way.
Yeah, I was going to say he tips that scale the other side there a little bit.
The two of you are, you know, up there.
We'll actually figure out the average. We'll leave Kirk out of it.
Why?
No, we're going to definitely need him in there. We need that lower down there a little bit. If you're somebody that struggles with pain, we've told you about Relief Factor for a long time. But if you're somebody that struggles with, you know, more minor aches and pains, things like muscle pain, tendons or arthritis or something like that, things that aren't ongoing, maybe exercise, we got a new product I want to tell you about. It's called Inspirit. It's a hemp cream. I'll tweet out a link to it, inspirithemp.com, inspirithemp.com. Now, this is a non-psychoactive hemp oil. You're not going to go on any fun trips. You're not going to get munchies or anything like that. And it's a topical cream, so it's a faster pain relief. It's not like Relief Factor where you're going to have something that is more ongoing that, you know, takes you a couple of days and you're going to
do. So it's like for sprains or something?
This is more immediate topical. So you just rub it in and it works. It helps relieve pain due to arthritis, backache, stuff like this, joint pain. It has an ultra strength formula, 150 milligrams of active hemp oil right now. And again, it's non-psychoactive. It's also organic hemp oil. It's non-GMO. It's non-gluten. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But it does help for like pain. Yeah,
it's very healthy.
Well, they brought it to me and I've used it. It works. It's awesome. I gave some of my mother-in-law some of this stuff too for arthritis. She loves it.
It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. It works for her. It works great. So, and it's one of those things because arthritis kind of comes and goes. Right. You know, you'll have it in a couple places in your body.
Also
and
then, depends like on the weather.
Right. The weather. All of a sudden you'll have a flare up of like, you know, the second joint in your pinky and your left knee or something like that. It does. And then you're like, man, this sucks for like 3 days. So yeah, she uses it. It's awesome. So it's Inspirit Hemp Cream. Try it. It's not expensive. You can get it at inspirithemp.com. Inspirithemp.com. Tweets coming in. Hashtag what I learned today. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Blaze Brad, and at Cal79. Ed sounded worth going out and voting for.
Thanks for the interview, Doc. I'll have to bother to pay attention, I guess. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, like you said, I'm not actively familiar with Ed's past. I know a little bit of it, but I'm guessing he's going to be better than the lieutenant governor. If you know, he was lieutenant governor for Terry McAuliffe, and you know Terry McAuliffe and what a fail he has been, what with palsing up with the Clintons and being as progressive as they come.
Sergeant Awesome tweeted at Ed Gillespie and Doc Thompson, the main problem of Virginia is proximity to D.C.
It really is.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
I used to joke when I worked there, too, the dividing line is Spotsylvania County. Anything north, let them have it.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
So I had a kind of a rough weekend. Had to spend a lot of money on a car and deal with the car dealership, which was worse than spending the money. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it probably was. And that got kind of rough. And the one thing I forgot to share yesterday was afterwards, I was very, very late because of the car dealer getting my next obligations, and so I was...
So you're in a rush.
In a rush, driving down the road, and I got a speeding
ticket.
Probably
weren't paying attention to the law.
Got a speeding ticket there, so that was frustrating, which I likely would not have been speeding if I had not been late by the car dealer, but okay, fine.
You should go make them pay for the car, the ticket.
So horrible. So lots and lots of cash. That's not fun. And then... I didn't feel so bad when my buddy Chris Cruz texted me about a little bit of trouble he was having.
I saw that text.
So you had to spend a little money this weekend that was unexpected.
I have a big baller son right now.
What?
Baller son. He decided
What's baller son? What's that?
Baller.
A baller. You know, a guy with money, going out partying.
Yeah.
His son is a baller.
Yeah.
Do I have to explain this to you?
Wow.
What is that? Where's that from?
You ever heard of the term baller?
2017.
That's from a while ago, actually.
Yeah, baller. When someone's a baller. TV show.
This guy's out buying. Well, that's a TV show, yeah. But in general, like, oh, if someone's out buying drinks for everybody, he's balling. He's a baller.
What's the etymology?
That he has a lot of money to spend.
I think it might come from.
No, I know. I get what money is. Where's the word come from?
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing. Yeah, basketball. I was going to say sports athletes. He's a baller. He plays ball.
Yeah.
He's balling. He's got lots of money.
You just keep saying the word ball in other forms, but
I'm trying to explain it to you.
He's a baller. He's baller-esque. You know,
he's
likes to ball. There's balling going on. High balling, low balling, balling over here. It's just keep throwing around the word ball's not helping.
Basketball, baseball, football.
So likely the athletes that have a lot of cash, they would throw that out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your son thinking he's a baller.
Yeah, think he's a baller.
Okay, gotcha. Thinking he's a player.
A player. There you go. I get an email from iTunes with a receipt that says, purchase $50. And I was like, maybe I thought it was me because I bought some movies.
Right.
No, I go in there and I check the receipt. It's my son playing Roblox.
Playing video games.
Video games.
By the way, Chris's son is here for the summer spending time with his dad. And he comes in the studios a lot. He's always playing this game. Always. And he's like, I'm playing Roblox. And in the back of my head, I'm like, is this costing Chris money? Because he's playing this game a lot. I really hope it's a free game.
So I was like, all right, cool.
I always see him on the iPad.
Yeah, cool, buddy. All right, playing. And he always was asking, oh, can I buy this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Go right ahead. And then I was like, okay, cool. I get the receipt. I was like, hey, Milo, did you do this? And I was like, all right, let me figure this out. And I was like, okay, $50 is fine. I contacted iTunes. I was like, hey, it was a mistake. They gave me the $50 back. Cool. 10 minutes later, I get two receipts. Each of them are of $50.
Oh, so
right now the tab is at $150 at a stupid game.
Now, wait, but he's just racking it up like every time he plays like 99 cents or something?
There's this thing called Roblox Money. And that
he's
costs
probably buying
money.
Like coin packs.
Yeah, he's buying coin packs and all that stuff. And
to get energy or another life or something.
To get like a little dog. And it was funny because he was like, hey, look at my new dog. And he makes this funny look. I'm like, oh, that is so funny. I'm laughing. And he's like, look at my new frog. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, buddy.
That just cost you $7.50. Yeah. Dad, like, don't you like my dog? It just cost you $5.
I know. And I'm like, okay. And then come to find out, my son went in this spending binge of $150. Just came out of nowhere. And I was like, hey, buddy, we don't do this. He's like, I asked. And I'm like, yeah, I thought you were just buying.
Oh, that's on you. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I buy this? Yeah, sure, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah,
buy it.
Exactly. I thought he was just acting because he got coins. He kept telling me I earned coins. So I was like, yeah, go ahead, use your coins, because I thought it was a free coins that he
yeah,
got.
He earned them from your account.
So $150 in just one day.
Well, and that's on you, too. You can't even blame him.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't know how he got your password.
So you're able to weasel out of 50 from the company?
Out of 50, yeah. The rest of them, they were like, yeah, that's your fault. Mm. Honestly, they're right. It is completely my fault. I completely get that, but like,
and you didn't even get a chance to buy the stuff yourself. That's
no, and the thing about it is like $150 on nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's not even a real. You don't have anything to show for it.
It's virtual
coins.
Right.
And it's not like, okay, because I buy games. Like, guess it, I bought the Crash Bandicoot that went on PS4. I remember this playing from PS1. Uh-huh. And I bought that so I could hold the game. I could play the game.
Right.
But this is virtually coins. So basically, you
just
buy
I didn't
nothing.
Even think about that. I would understand as a parent if they just keep playing games or racking them up or buying things. But how sneaky were they have games that you got to constantly be feeding money into?
I got to ask you, though, because it's not that simple. Like, when you purchase something, it's called an in-app purchase in an app. It asks you, do you want to buy this?
Okay,
and then you
hold on.
You hit yes, and usually
it needs
your, you know, the new iPads and iPhones have fingerprint.
Here's
you got to put
thing.
Your fingerprint on it.
Okay,
to approve
I know what
the
you're
payment.
Getting there. I know what you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. My son's fingerprint is registered
well,
to buy.
It's your fault then.
You I'm not saying him, it's his fault. I'm saying it's upset.
He also knows my social security number. He has my account numbers, my password, my PIN for my ATM.
He actually does know the code of my passwords for everything.
Yeah, see, my daughter will never know any of that stuff.
So he's like, can you change the password to the password that I know for the computers? I'm like, sure, buddy. What the hell?
Wow.
You would have got me $150 in the hole. What's another $150 is going to do?
Wow.
Yeah.
So have you stopped that at all?
Oh, yeah. I stopped the whole in-app purchases. I create an account for him, so I get now notifications if he does that. So then I have to approve it from my phone.
Wow,
yeah. You're a lot calmer than I would be.
What can you do? You know,
my kid dropped $150 on virtual.
Well, here's the difference between your relationship with your daughter and my relationship with my son. I only get my son during the summer. So if he just went in a bench, you know, balling for like one day, it's worth it.
I don't know if I can say the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, no, it's $150.
So if you were divorced and your
daughter, is the guy who bought a cancer bed because he was lazy.
That's right. You did buy a cancer bed. Yeah.
Cancer bed.
Well, no, he didn't know it was cancer bed until the end.
He wouldn't return the cancer bed because he was lazy. So
I built most of it.
That's right.
You're right. I feel your pain. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's okay. He was in his
20s. Yeah. He's 6. You can't be angry. He's like, oh.
They're not even going to get it anyway. Yeah, so as long as you don't have to do it, what's the point, right?
What was funny is like when it happened, he was like, daddy, am I in trouble? I'm like, no, but you're not in trouble. And then just out of nowhere, it will hit me. I was like, damn, $150. He was like, can I help you here? Let me take it out. And he'll reach on my head and he just pull like. He'll do the gesture of pulling something out of my head. It's like, there, it's not there anymore. And it's just, I'm making lunch for him. I was like, damn, $150. I was like, okay, I'll do it again. Let me pull it out of your brain. I told the whole story yesterday to Sarah. And he was like, dad, don't tell people. So at least he's like.
So you're now embarrassed by it.
Now he's a little embarrassed. I kind of get like.
You're going to give him the business later?
Give him the business
Cal
later.
Cal and I will give him the business.
Okay, yeah.
Milo, what's with the 150? You're killing your dad here. You're killing him, Milo.
You got to pull more out of his head. You haven't made it all up yet.
You know how many hookers he could have picked up with that, Milo? You know how much blow he could have had? He'd have been picking up drugs all over the place. Sadly, that's true. But
has Cubby done that?
How are you going to pay for your tranny now? Do you have the money? You're not going to be able to hook up with your tranny.
Are you going to really bring that up?
No. That's okay. Right. He knows somebody who's transitioning. We've talked about her. Him that's hot. So, you know.
Okay, you put it out there.
He's saving the money for the tranny's operation. You're donating,
I'm
right?
I'm donating some money to
you're
the tranny.
You're donating to the tranny. Someone who's like someone who wants the transition? You're paying for the surgery?
He's so pretty.
So listen.
This is a whole new book, a can of worms here. I don't even know if we have time to get into
it. I don't know if can of worms is the right term, but yeah.
Box of mess.
So this is a man who's transitioning to a woman.
But hold on. Before you put that out there, come on, Doc.
He's pretty. Okay. He's very pretty. We've said this before. He's a pretty woman.
No, he's not. He's a pretty man.
He's a pretty man who wants to, be a woman, but come he's on. Very feminine.
Very. He got
he's,
the
he's,
nah,
a, he's, nah, a, he's nah, feminine, nah, right?
Get down.
So Chris is friends with this person, and Chris comes to me and goes, "Yeah, look, he's really pretty, isn't he?" I said, "Yeah, he really is."
It's been like a 6-month conversation, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and Chris is just friends and talking or whatever, and then Chris comes to me and goes, "Damn. He really is a woman. He's got the blah, 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 down so much. He just won't stop talking. He just won't stop." So he's halfway there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's halfway there. So
he's got the
I'm donating to his transitioning phase.
You're donating
to the tranny
to the fund?
Yeah. Hello at the Blaze, Carrie.
Hello. Who's okay, I missed this. I walked in and I missed what you were saying. Whose fund are you donating to for tranning?
My tranny friend.
Who's your tranny? Oh, you can raise.
There's you can raise that mic.
Carrie's all bent over. Yes, she just walked in. Yes,
thank you.
So he's got a friend who's a male transitioning to a woman who's really pretty, by the way. He's really pretty.
That is the thing that ticks me off about. Oh, okay. So, all right. That's the thing that ticks me off about a lot of these switcheroos. Is that
I don't know that, if that's I the political. I feel very uncomfortable with this all of a sudden.
I feel uncomfortable too.
Thank God you're in here. That's an HR violation. Okay. Those switcheroos.
Well,
hi, listen, I fully support the LGBS community. LGBT switcheroos, the lesbian, gay,
switcheroos.
Many of the cross dressers are.
They're pretty.
It ticks me off as a woman.
Look how much work you're doing.
It offends me as a woman that they're better looking. Right. they should be prettier.
But he has the blah, 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 blah down. Oh, so he's already going through the first couple of steps to be a woman.
Yeah.
He's got the whininess
down. Well, now wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Does he have a lack of accountability?
Yes.
Oh, then he's there, really.
And that's right. My pockets are not deep enough to support.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why are you supporting him?
You're supporting him?
I was going to say, are you guys like.
Chris, no,
on
he's just keeping
train?
His options open that if the guy transitions, he's pretty. So, keep your
first
options
one
open.
Oh, yeah. First one in.
So explain. He's getting in on the ground floor. So it's a ground floor opportunity.
Hey, is this not like cowbell worthy?
It's 2017. I'm allowed to build my woman.
Oh my.
Explain about the, can I have money for something pretty? Christmas.
So it was about a month ago.
And they're friends. I mean,
yeah, we're friends.
Yeah,
hang on. And she reached out and said, "Hey, I'm what is it, Sephora? Safari?
Sephora. The makeup.
Oh,
yeah,
the makeup.
Yeah, Sephora. And there's this pink lip gloss I really like, and I don't get a check right now." And I was like, "How much?" She's like, $15.
So she's
like,
bumming money. This is
how close are you? How did
friends.
You meet?
We're friends. We hang out.
It's funny that men and women like act the same months. Way. Then right. when they like
for 6 months. Okay, I don't ever ask. I don't even ask Keith for money for lip gloss.
Oh, no, I mean Cal bought lunch yesterday. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
really. No.
Oh,
is it the same thing?
This is not
very
the same
close.
Thing at all.
No, it's very
it
close.
Is, no, Doc, thank you. It's the same thing.
I mean,
it
I would go.
Thing.
I would be like, "Hey, we're at the store together. Or something? Yeah. Can you pick this up for me on my wallet with me or whatever?" I mean,
yeah,
that's
it's
fine.
The same thing.
So
it's
she said, "I
okay,
want
but you
pink
said
lip gloss."
That she called you up.
Well, we Snapchatted. Our relationship is on Snapchat.
Right. So she's like,
"Where
I don't get
this
a check.
Person?
Here in Dallas." Right.
And your relationship is on Snapchat?
Well, that's how we communicate back and forth. We don't text or call.
It's just a different form of communication.
Yeah. Oh,
so anyway,
gosh.
So Chris is friends.
I give.
And he says, "Hey, I need this
lip
pink
gloss.
Lip gloss."
Yeah.
So Chris is like, "Here you go."
Yeah, $15.
Yeah.
Was it a nice gloss?
It was a nice gloss.
But Chris
the
thought.
The only one that finds this very awkward.
Here's the thing, though. Chris thought.
This is not right.
She said she wanted to get
so
some lip
levels.
Gloss.
Okay.
And can you spot me?
Yeah.
Can you hook a sister up?
Mm-hmm.
Or soon to be sister up?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is like, "Yeah, sure." He was not familiar with Sephora, the mall makeup shop.
No.
That
$15.
It's pricey. He's thinking like
yeah,
$2.
No, it's not Walgreens.
No.
He's thinking ChapStick.
Yeah.
No.
He's thinking like that.
Here's the thing. Before we go on break. $15 turn into 30.
I need to go shopping with Chris
50.
If he like does all the
I
makeup.
I see a pattern
so,
here.
yeah.
Chris is
you
a
didn't
sugar
give
daddy.
Him your iTunes
he
password,
is a sugar daddy for a daddy turning into a mama.
Right.
Say for the old switcheroo. Right. Exactly.
For the switcheroo.
So anyway, so that's where Chris is at this point. So
Hey, keep your options open. 2017, right. Donald Trump is president. Guys have vaginas. I mean, females have
Chris
penises.
Is not gay.
No,
he's not. Now there's anything wrong. He's not gay.
No.
He's just keeping his options open because this pretty man might be a pretty woman soon.
I think we're there, the pretty woman. We just need to...
I mean, she's got everything else. What with the whiny?
Have I showed you a picture?
You keep coming back to this whiny, no logic, and a lack of accountability.
Oh, he's already there as far as that goes.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
Nutrition, and their product is Dawn to Dusk. Dawn to Dusk is an extended release energy supplement, lasts up to 10 hours, increased energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, especially when you're up all hours of the night texting with somebody who's getting ready to go through the transition, and you're just setting yourself up for the future. You want to make sure you have plenty of energy to stay up to communicate with them.
Absolutely. Chris is going to need, I mean, it's got the energy of a man, but the mind of a woman, she's going to run him. He's going to need like bottles and bottles of Dawn to Dusk, you know, the extended release energy supplement.
Cal and Chris both have had trouble staying awake in the afternoons, and I do too.
I don't get my Dawn to Dusk, I just crash in the middle of the day. It ruins it. Then I end up staying up all night because I slept. So this keeps me even throughout the day. The energy supplement releases extended release throughout the day in small doses. It's not like all at once.
Well, you start getting the brain fog later in the day too. It's not just about being tired. You're trying to accomplish stuff, and you know you're listening to Glenn, as exciting as he is of a communicator. Sometimes late in the afternoon, I find myself drifting off when I'm having meetings with him.
I'm always at attention.
You know, sometimes you're a little foggy there. Well, this helps stimulate your brain as well. And again, it's the extended release for 10 hours throughout the day without the jitters. If you need information, go to
BrickHouseDoc.com.
There it is. BrickHouseDoc.com. And what's the promo code?
Doc, D-O-C, 15% off.
50% off your order. It's BrickHouseDoc.com. And the promo code is D-O-C.
So question, when I decide to finally give up coffee,
I would argue it's better than coffee.
I do. I think you're right because it's the extended throughout the day.
It's not, you know, you could drink a cup of coffee, you're good for like what, an hour?
Well, I like the taste of coffee, but I don't like.
Well, you could still have a cup of coffee with something like this, but if you're looking for the energy boost,
throughout the day.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Keeps you going.
Blue 86 tweeting at Real Chris Cruz is getting gaslighted by a pretty switcheroo. Chris understands.
I think I've started something with switcheroo. This one.
Chris, I think he understands everything except the term gaslighted. Do you guys know the term gaslighted?
No, what is
the
that?
The old movie Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman?
I didn't see that.
Oh, classic.
Well,
film.
I know like the theater. I know that theaters used to be lit. The stage was lit with gaslights. Well,
homes did as well. A lot of homes, especially in big cities or whatever.
In Charleston, they still have gaslights on the street.
Yeah, love them, love them. But that's what this has to do with, the gaslights. But I don't want to tell any more because it'll let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
Andrew Richardson tweeting, hashtag what I learned today at Doc Thompson Show. Are you sure Real Chris Cruz isn't gay? Or at least bi? Well, I mean... I'm going to take him at his word. I haven't, you know, been intimately acquainted with everything he does when he leaves, but
Frankie,
I think Chris just believes that it's the plumbing that dictates your gender.
Well, if it does, then it's
at the Blaze Carry. Is it more than just your plumbing, or is it at a DNA level? Is your gender determined DNA level as well?
Oh, we could talk about that for hours.
So if someone has the switcheroo, will he be a woman then?
No, not
you'll be
fully.
A woman. I mean, soon.
No.
Well, you missed the other day. We were talking there in the UK. They're transplanting uteruses now.
I know. I saw that. Did you also see the one where the man is very happy to have his uterus still? Like woman took.
So it's a whole new world. That's what we're trying to figure out.
This woman took testosterone to get a beard and a lower voice.
Yeah.
But she still has a uterus and all the working parts. So her gay boyfriend partner is just attracted to women with beards.
If you ask me, that just you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. I mean, just pick a side. I won't judge beyond it, but okay. Pick a damn side.
Carrie, if you can get rid of cramps and periods, would you do it?
Yes, without going into details, yes.
Good morning, Blaze, with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Jordan tweeting at us at Real Chris Cruz pays way too much, is paid way too much if he can afford $150 of nothing and buy men lip gloss.
Seriously, someone's balling. There you go. See, I just use it there.
I see what you did there. Did you know balling?
What balling means? He didn't. Do you know what a baller is?
Yeah, I think.
No, your that's face? A no.
My daughter,
says
that they don't know. She was paying for a souvenir a couple years ago somewhere, and she pulled out some cash, and the girl at the counter goes, "You're a baller." And Celia and I looked at each other and went, "I don't know what that means."
Actually, no, that's not our last name. Our last name's Smith. I don't know. I had no idea.
Doc didn't know what a baller is.
I think
or
I've
what
heard
ball
that.
It's like a
I like that you're bouncing around.
Yeah, this is a radio show.
No, they can't see you bounce.
Right. It's like I don't want to say a hip person because I know that's going to be a hip.
With,
it's
money
like
with cash.
Somebody with money.
I know,
somebody
but cash, it's like pimp daddy, right? I mean, like, but you're not an actual pimp.
No, it's not that at all, actually. It's just somebody with a lot of money.
You look it up on Urban Dictionary because your definition still is weak.
It's
I got it, but your definition
again,
is weak.
A baller, someone who's got...
But a baller also has like a certain sort of swag.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, look at that. I added swag. There you go. That has to add for something.
Travis tweeting, hashtag what I learned today, expanding my vocabulary with the morning blaze. And in quotes, switcheroo. Switcheroo. Okay, so you're helping out this morning, Carrie.
Awesome.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Love our Building America segments. Joining us now is Ross from InsuranceCanopy.com. Hey, Ross, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing awesome, Doc. First time, long time. Do people still say that?
They do every once in a while, yeah, which is really fun. There's a whole litany of cliches when people call radio shows. First time, long time. And then there's, I was just telling your producer. That's one of the other ones. It's like, you mean like 2 seconds ago when you were on hold? You can just tell us. You don't have to reiterate what you're telling them. So tell us about InsuranceCanopy.com.
Yeah, well, InsuranceCanopy.com, we are really on the cutting edge of insurance for small businesses. As I said before, I've been listening for a long time, and I love the Building America segment. It's right up our alley in regards to the same people that we want to help with insurance.
So, but you do all kinds of really interesting insurance. It's not as simple as people may think, where it's like, hey, I own this business and I need, whatever. You're talking a lot of specialty insurance for companies.
That's exactly right, yeah. We really focus on niche groups of individuals and people and businesses to get insurance that they need without having to pay that specialty price,
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, because if you start talking specialty things, the price goes through the roof. I mean, if most people recognize certain types of insurance or whatever, and you're like, oh, I can go get that, and if it's common, it's theoretically going to be cheaper.
That's exactly right. And nobody likes talking about insurance. We understand that. So we want to make the process
right. What are you talking about? This is very exciting.
Yeah, right. I know, right?
Usually when Cal and I get together over a beer, he'll be like, let's just talk about insurance a while.
Tell me a little about the rates on small businesses.
Really interesting. Well, I was listening to your car dealership experience yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And we are the complete opposite of that. We try to be, at least. Our applications for many of our online programs are all done online. And if you're somewhat capable with a computer, and you know how to type, and you know how to fill out a form on the internet, you can get insurance for some of these businesses in 3-5 minutes, and you have automatic access to all of your insurance documents online. And you can log back onto this account that you create 24/7 to access your policy documents
and download those at any time. So you don't have to wait for an office to be open. You don't have to drive down to your agent's office to get those documents.
Well, and that's the key right now, too. And all the stuff we've been talking about, the book Friction and all this other stuff, it's about the customer experience. And that's a really simplified way of saying it, because even as I say it, people are like, the customer's always right. You go back to those. But people haven't acted that way. This is new, where customers now can see exactly the results they get from a business. They can tell you exactly what they want, and everything is customization. It's transparency and authenticity in today's world. That's what customers want.
No, that's exactly right. And people are, our insurance policies are backed by A-plus rated insurance carriers. We partner with the best of them. When they call in to our office, if they want me to pick up the phone and use the phone, they can. Still,
that's nice.
They talk with licensed insurance agents. You know, we really want to build the passion brand for these small business insurances. For example, we have a program for food vendors at the Food Liability Insurance Program. That's one of the programs that we link to with Canopy. And usually a food business, a caterer, a food vendor, is looking to pay maybe $500, $600 a year for their food trailer or something like that. We can get a policy starting off at just $299.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. For starting off food businesses with quality coverage, what they need.
This is incredible. No, I don't think people have really even, if Ross has even fully gotten connected, because it's just clicking. I had a business years ago. We won't go into detail. It was legal. I did it online. It was not immoral. But it was a product that I was selling online that I was importing, and I was worried about liability. So I go to, I'm like, I don't know where to go for insurance for liability for a product like this. I have my car dealer. So I went to a local insurance company, and they're like, it was like I was from Mars. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, and they couldn't even help steer me in the right direction. I had to go through a bunch of different carriers and look it online. So imagine, at the Blaze Carey is here with us as well. Imagine you're starting one of these businesses we've talked about online. You're selling something online. There could be various types of insurance you would need, but where do you go?
No, yeah, that's a great question.
right, exactly.
Come to us. Come contact us. We are, like you said, transparent and open. If we don't have a product that will fit your need, we'll let you know right away. We're not going to yank you around on the chain. We'll let you know right away if we don't have a fit for you. But you'll be surprised that we actually do have access to a wide range of carriers as well. If you don't fit within one of our specialty online programs,
cool,
we'll have an option for you.
So if you're somebody that's starting a business or you have one, because there's a lot of people that listen to us that are like, okay, I'm doing this part-time or I want to start this business or whatever, and you're confused about this stuff, you're worried about any type of insurance you may need, it's insurancecanopy.com. Check out their website, contact them. And Ross, I'm guessing you can steer them in the right direction, either something that you have, you can answer their questions or tell them where they need to be or what types of insurance they need.
That's exactly right. We'd love to answer any questions that they have about building their American business.
This is really a clever idea. It's a clever idea because you think of the types of insurance you need, but you're not thinking about all the stuff that if you have a business, and a lot of these businesses are unique we're talking about. So
I think something else that's unique here is that, I think the American people want authenticity, but they also want straight shooters. And that's what it sounds
like
Ross is.
Mm-hmm.
That's our end goal, to save people time that's valuable, to get them the coverage that they need, and the cost is affordable.
So, Ross, tell us about starting a business or operating a business. There's the other side of this coin is the people that you're talking about are people that are starting businesses or have had businesses. They're small business owners. What's that experience like?
Well, you know, it's becoming more and more common with the too happy world today that more and more people are requiring insurance from businesses. So you may be just a small mom and pop making jelly from your garage and you want to sell it at the local grocery store. Well, guess what? They want insurance from you. They want to see your proof of insurance that you have insurance that they can sell that. So there's first off a lot of things like that that's making it more and more likely that you need insurance. Also, people don't realize that a standard homeowner's policy won't cover claims regarding a business. So a lot of people make that assumption that their homeowner's policy will cover business claims. And again, a standard policy won't. You won't talk with your homeowner's insurance agent to make sure that the standard policy won't cover your business. So
that's good to know, Carrie, your stripper pole business. That's not covered by your home insurance policy.
No.
I mean, stripper, dancer pole.
No.
It's probably not the right term for it or whatever. Well,
no.
Ross, I appreciate you joining us. Tell us about your business. It's insurancecanopy.com. And do you have social media sites that people can follow you on?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, go to insurancecanopy.com. Go to our Facebook page. If you have not zonked out and you're still listening here at the end of the segment, we're doing a little giveaway today, a drawing for a giveaway. So go to insurancecanopy.com and then go to our Facebook page, and you'll see that giveaway.
Good deal. And what we'll do is we'll tweet out a link to the information. But I love the idea. It's going to help a lot of people that have businesses get to the bottom of some of the needs that they may have that they may not even fully understand. When you're trying to get through a business or start a business like this, you have so many questions. You're like, I don't even know where to go. So good job, Ross. Appreciate it. Sounds great. InsuranceCanopy.com.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you joining us. Where do you go?
Where do you even begin?
That was the experience I had. I started with the product online, and then I was like, wait a minute. I wouldn't even think
about getting insurance. Like,
it's one of the later things you think about.
You know, widgets, whatever, and I sell them online, and I do really well. I wouldn't even think. Why would I need insurance?
Most people, if you get an idea, you don't think about advertising and you don't think about insurance. And advertising, how are people going to know about you in today's world? It's all about
marketing and advertising.
Advertising. Mm-hmm. I mean, those
getting
are generic terms, right? I mean, you could start. Anybody can start on Facebook right now. Something that could lead to 25 million followers, and you get 25 million followers, you're going to make money. Doesn't matter what you do, who you are, you're going to make money. You could just say, "Hey, send me $10." People are going to send you money.
Yeah.
But how do you get those 25 million?
Works?
If you get 25 million people following you. The problem is, how do you get 25 million people following you?
That's
all
the
marketing
challenge.
And advertising. That's what it is. So, most people forget about it. You're like, I got this great. I opened a restaurant. Great. What about insurance? What about advertising? Oh, there's nobody here. And if they were here, they could sue me. I mean, what are you going to do? The summer months are my absolute favorite. It's fun for a lot of us, but it comes with some trouble for a lot of us as well. And that's people who have allergies or are susceptible to different pollutants or allergens in the air because you have asthma or COPD or something like this. I have been introduced to a new product that Brad actually hooked me up with. It's called Alexa Pure, and it's an air filtration system. So he knew I was having some trouble because this building is like Glenn buys bags of dust from people and sprinkles it around the building. It's like we make it. It's like we've invested in dust. There's that much around here. Brad's like, listen, put this in your dressing room.
Not
it's going to help you out.
Not only does truth live here, but a crap load of dust
lives here as well. Dust lives here. That's our new motto.
It also helps with pets.
Oh, does it?
Yep.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Allergens.
That effing dog.
I mean, it doesn't get rid of the dog, but
okay. It helps
it
with
does
their
help
allergens
with the
and dander and whatnot.
Then it's no good for dogs.
Get AlexaPure.com. AlexaPure.com. Check it out online. You can also call 888-895-7746. I'll tweet out a link to it. This works. This is a great purifier. Love this thing. One of them in the dressing room. Completely cleared the thing out. I just keep it running. We're going to get one for the studio here too. Real quiet, has different settings.
Quiet.
Cough
it's
nearly
really
as
quiet.
Much as you used to.
No, it's because
I've taken
of that
role.
Oh yeah,
I
yeah,
needed
but,
one of these.
Oh, I'm constantly because I constantly got the dust in that
yeah,
in
but
here.
It's much less.
GetAlexaPure.com. GetAlexaPure.com.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. The end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned Cal is a rabid anti-Neptunite.
Not Neptunite, just, aliens.
Just don't try to cover it now.
There's no aliens.
We learned, surprisingly, Carrie is not in the running for an LGBTQ sensitivity award.
What?
I know. We learned real Chris Cruz likes pretty men.
Well, I don't think we really learned. I think we kind of knew that.
And we learned that Brad believes the lack of an E.T. sequel proves E.T.'s.
Or does it?
Or does it?
Cal, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that it seems really easy to get money out of Chris.
Whether yes,
you're
it is.
A 6-year-old,
if you're a pretty man,
a pretty man, a mm-hmm. 6-year-old.
Sorry, Kyle, you don't qualify.
Oh, can I borrow money for lunch?
You don't qualify.
I learned that life in Hawaii is so difficult. What with the beautiful beaches and the perfect weather, that it forces people to join ISIS.
Yes, it does.
Screw this, bitch. I'm gonna go to ISIS.
Mm-hmm. I'm such a nerd. I'm likely to quit my job and join the U.S. Space Corps. Sorry, guys.
Kirk, spin of the dials, right radio style. Dials, text this morning. What, if anything, do you learn today?
What I learned today: the morning blaze needs to be a little more hip. I say we reach out to the male romper guys and add them as a sponsor.
At the Blaze, Brad, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned the new Space Corps will protect us from China and Russia.
Or will they?
Thank you.
I also learned if you're going to have sex with a corpse in Las Vegas, just don't do that.
Make sure she's not just British.
Avoid that.
All right, at the Blaze, Carrie, what, if anything, did you learn today?
Well, I learned that if you're making the switcheroo and in dire need of lip gloss, you just need to call
Speaking
he is
of
willing
which,
to put out the money.
At Real Chris Cruz, what, if anything, do the listeners learn today?
What I learned today, Chris Cruz is pretty free with his balling. Good job, Insider Danny. Good job. Do you want to end with that one? Or you want more?
One more. I feel confident someone could top it.
All right. You got Stephen English. What a learned term. Paying for fake currency and fake woman makes you really fluid, Chris.
Gender fluid switcheroo. Hey, I didn't get those new numbers on procrastination. The good news is we'll just do them tomorrow. What else do we have coming up on the big show tomorrow?
Well, Chef Patrick's going to be on the show. Plus, Jared Stepman joins us to talk about California issuing a travel ban on some red states.
Ooh, interesting.
So
this is interesting.
California is from a certain red state.
All right, that sounds good. What does Glenn have coming up on his radio program following ours?
A variety of cutting-edge, compelling, hard-hitting topics affecting conservatives, Americans,
and
everywhere.
What is, what's he wearing today?
Stripes. Stripes. But horizontal. Stripes. Not the horizontal kind, the vertical one.
Oh, good.
Because if you wear horizontal, it makes you look fat.
Oh.
He's doing the
Remember the morning
thing.
Blaze at today, Chris Cruz production, Six Emperor Tyrannus. Good night, Steve Cannon.
Wherever you are.
No, you
The morning blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.